asking, we're in the middle of Pasuk Beis. Pasuk Beis, should read the Pasuk again. Shinaiachei dechar, ketsuva shalom miharachza, shukula masimos, vishakula in bohem. So we spent a lot of time on this yesterday. Here the chosan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the doid is praising the kala. The doid is praising the kala, and the doid says that your teeth are like, have the appearance of a flock of sheep. A flock of sheep that are kitsuvos, which either means distinct, I think that's really what it means, distinct. They have a distinct collection of sheep, or an arrangement, a formation of sheep, sha'alu min harachtza, which have come up from the wash. They've come out of the river, from being cleansed. Shekula masimos, we learned yesterday, two perushim, the mitzutos and the yashi. Masimos means they are twins. They are symmetrical. As they come up from the wash, some go to the right, some go to the left. Each one is a twin of the next. Or Rashi says it means each one is perfect. Vishakula ein bohem, and none of them are missing. The teeth are perfectly in form. There are no gaps in the row of teeth. Each one is there. Yeah. Or referring to the sheep. There are no sheep. There are no, none of them have. It's making funny noise. So just turn it off. Turn it off. Just turn it off for a moment. Okay, is it better now? Okay, turn it back on. Okay. Have it face the svarim. Face backwards.
Face the svarim.
Because then it gets feedback.
Face the svarim.
Backwards, right. Because then there's feedback. Okay. Is it better now? No. Okay, Shukulam, is it better now? Okay, Shukulam Masim Vishakula in Bohem, there's none of them are missing. Now we learned the Rashi, we learned the Sus, now we're up to learning the Targum Pasuk Beis. The Targum says, "Kama yo'ayon." Now, again, if we remember, Rashi and the Mitzudas both said the same thing. They both put this pasuk in reference to the Giborim, the soldiers, the warriors of Klal Yisrael for the various battles. And Rashi said specifically, we were referring to the Milchemes Midian after Balak attempted to curse Klal Yisrael by hiring Bilam, and he failed. Midian went to war against Klal. They tried to entice Klal Yisrael to be nichshel in Gilui Arayos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu they should go to war against the nation of Midian. And when they went to war against Midian, none of the soldiers was nichshel in an avera of taking suddenly. That they were not allowed to take, and none of them were nichshol in gilui arayos, and that's what it means over here. The shinayach of here means the sharp ones. The sharp ones means the soldiers which are the soldiers of Klal Yisrael. They form battalions, and they have the appearance to an onlooker like an eder hakitsuvos, like a distinct collection of sheep in a flock, which are perfectly clean. They are clean from sin, as we know that Chazal tell us, "Hayarei v'harach halevav." Anyone that is afraid because he did an aver is not allowed to participate in the battle, and they're clean. And when they return from battle, it says in the pasuk, "Le'nifkad mimenu ish." There were no casualties in war. Now the Targum is going to learn this pasuk in a different light. He's going to say the Shinayich refers to the Kohanim and the Levian. So let's see Pasuk Beis. Kama yo'ayon kohanaya v'levo'e. How beautiful are the Kohanim and the Levian. Dim karvin yos korbonayich, who offer sacrifices. V'ochlin who eat besar kutsha, and eat the besar kodesh, the kodoshim. U'ma'asra and meiser. U'v'afra shusa and Shuma. The afra shusa means shuma. So they eat kachim, they eat meiser, and they eat a shuma. The dochyon we call unsa vigozela. The kohanim are free from theft and extortion. Heichma, just like the Havo Dochyon Edrei. Now here's a very interesting idea that the Targum is injecting into the Pasik. Just like the Dochyon Edrei Ono the Yaakov, the flock of the sheep of Yaakov, the Edon the Havi Gezizin, when he would shear them, the Solkon Minachlo Diyuvka, Nachal Yaboik. When they came out of Nachal Yaboik, the law Havi Bohon Anisusa Vigozela, Yaakov Avinu was not Nechshad on Gezel or extortion, the Chulhon Domyon Do Lido. Each sheep was equal to the other. They looked, they were twins. Here he says explicitly, the Yoldin to Yomin. And they gave birth to twins. Each one was distinct, and each one of Yaakov Avinu's sheep would give birth to twins, b'cholidon, and every single time. The Akron umaskulo lo havos behon, and there was no blemish in the sheep of Yaakov Avinu. So in summary, what the Targum over here is doing is he's learning not like Rashi, and the Mitzvah is telling us it's positive refers to the Kohanim and the Levim. The Kohanim and the Levim, they are called the Shinayich. They are our teeth. Why are they called our teeth? Because teeth is very simple. They eat food. Teeth is what is the part of the body that chews the food. This is much better than the perish of, not better, but it's very, it fits better into the words of the Pasuk than what Rashi and the Mitzudos. Yeah?
This describes Yaakov's sheep, that they were different, but had twins, and they were all unblemished.
Unblemished, yeah.
That describes the Shvatim.
The Shvatim. Okay, but that's not what he says. He says, yeah, okay, very good. Okay, each one of them, we have the tradition of each one of the Shvatim had, who was born with a twin sister. And the twin sister married another one of the brothers.
And they were without flaw.
Blemish, without flaw, without blemish. Okay, very good. Okay.
The beauty of
the sheep. Okay, very good. Okay, it sounds really good, and maybe that's really what the Targum means. Okay, cool, but he refers over here to sheep. Now we know that Yaakov Avinu did have a lot of sheep. Yaakov was a shepherd. Yaakov was the shepherd of Lavan Ho'arami. And Yaakov Avinu was always in a situation where Lavan Ho'arami was trying to steal from Yaakov Avinu by switching the conditions of the shepherd arrangement between him. And Yaakov Avinu was completely honest. That's what the Pasuk here is also, according to the Targum, was telling us. He was completely honest. He told his story. He told his two wives when it came time to leave, I worked for him for 14 years, and never, ever once did I go, and I for 20 years I worked for him, 22 years, and never once did I go and take for myself anything that did not belong to me. Okay, there's another idea. So let's go back. According to Rashi and the Mitzudos, the word shenach means sharp ones, teeth. Teeth are sharp. They're sharp, they grind. They shinina. They're sharp, they grind, they pulverize. And that refers to the soldiers. The soldiers are the ones that go out into war and conquer. They're sharp. According to the Targum, shinayach means teeth in reference to food. Who is the one that has the avod of eating among Klal Yisrael? It is the Kohanim. The Kohanim, they are the recipients of Kodshim, they are the recipients of Chuma, they are the recipients of Meiser, and these are all things which they eat. And in fact, when they eat, at least when they eat Kodshim, the Baalim receive atonement for their sins. Okay, the next thing over here that's very interesting in the Targum is he compares it to sheep. He's comparing it to sheep. What over here is he comparing to sheep? So the answer is, he brings over here in the Targum, it's a very interesting idea. He says that Yaakov Avinu was the one who invented the concept of Meiser. V'chol asher titein li aser asrenu loch. So who was the first one to separate Meiser Behema? To separate Chumas and Meiser and all of these things, it was Yaakov Avinu. So here, since according to the Targum, we're translating the word Shinayach Eder HaKetzuvos, we are translating these words in reference specifically to the Kohanim and the Levim, who eat Truma and Meiser, and we're comparing it to the Eder HaKetzuvos. The Eder HaKetzuvos, it fits very well that this refers to Yaakov Avinu, to his sheep, because his sheep were were tithed. Yaakov Avinu was the first one to be mafresh trumos and maestros. That is how what he explains over here in the Sarasvi Bamedinos, the deeper meaning of why specifically we're focusing on Yaakov Avinu and Nachal Yabayk, as where he separated his trumos and maestros. All right, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Gimel Kichut Hashmisiv Sasayich, the Chosan, who is a marshal for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is praising Klal Yisrael, and Hashem says that your lips are beautiful like a chut hashoni of scarlet, a red thread. I guess lips are red, right? Red lips have a darker color. So it's saying it's not just red, it's like a chut of shani, of scarlet, sif sasayich, umidbarech nove. Midbarech can mean multiple things. At this moment, we'll translate it to mean your words. Your lips are red, like a scarlet thread, and your words are nove, are beautiful. Beautiful words come forth. Kifelach harimon rakoseich, your rakoseich simply means your temples. Your temples look like a slice of a pomegranate. Nibe'adlat samoseich, from behind your... Now this again is going to be the same machlekes. Is this referred to a veil? There's a veil that is covering your temples. It goes around the eye, it goes around the temples. You have a veil around the eye, it goes around the temples as well. Or mibalat samosech means that the hair along the temples is also grouped, is collected inside of a net which keeps it covered and collected in one location. Let's first see the mitzudos. Pasuk Gimel. Kichut hashani, sifsei pich hema hayu dakois ve'adumos kichut hashani. Your lips are dakois. Mitzudos learns them; they're small. Ve'adumos
and
thin. Dakois are thin. Ve'adumos and red. Kichut hashani, like a red cord. V'hu inyan yoifi. This is an expression of beauty. V'hanim shlu. What is the message? Al hanevi'im. So now again, we discussed all the psukim, we discussed the giborim, we discussed the kohanim levi'im. According to the mitzvot, we're now discussing the prophets. The lips refer to the prophets, because the navi comes from the word niv sifasayim, the utterance of the lips. So the nimshul hu al hanevi'im shahayu misnabim umaydi'im li'itos v'chaykos. They would give over information about what's going to happen in the distant future. V'divreim hayu mikuyamim. Their words were fulfilled, came true. Kitzeva adoyim hanira limrachayk, like a red flag. Just like if you want someone to see from a distance, you hang up a colorful flag, or especially red. Red, it's not for nothing that traffic lights, red is the color to indicate stop. You want the drivers, people that are walking, you want them from a distance to know, Ad Khan, red, you see in this pasuk even, from the time of Chazal, is the color which brings awareness to a person, pay attention, and you can see this color even from a very great distance. V'loisosur ki'im bakoshi, nevuah is not undone only with difficulty. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives another a report that something bad will happen because we have committed a sin, it's very difficult for us to reverse the gezerah. It requires an intense degree of tshuva u'maisim tovim. Okay, now that next words, ubid barech noveh, your words are beautiful. Divrei pich lahem hayu na'im v'nechmadim b'metav hamalitza. Your words are pleasant and cherished. B'metav hamalitza, with beautiful form, prose. Uvichein hamivta, and with grace of expression. Okay, different, eloquent. Your words were well chosen, spoken with grace and eloquence and sophistication. V'hanim shulhu al halavim. So here we see that according to the mitzvahs, we're now first coming to discuss the levim. Al halavim shay omdim al haduchan ledaber b'shir. They stood on the duchan, on the platform. V'achein hayu mutzak besifsei sehem, and chein was poured through their lips. Okay, next part of the pasuk. Kefelach, like a slice. Felach means a slice. Goiva ponecha mizeh umizeh hayu segalgel ve'adayim. The the upper portion of your face on both sides was round and red. Now it appears he's according to the Mitzudos, the Rakoseich does not refer to the temples, but rather Rakoseich refers to the cheeks. Okay, if you look in any translation, they'll tell you the pasuk over here is Rakoseich is the temples.
Yeah, because that's how it's used elsewhere.
Right, but over here he seems to be saying that Rakoseich means the goyva ponecha mizeu mizeu hoya segalgal the edoim. The cheeks were round and red, and was some streaks of white, like a piece, a slice of a pomegranate. Pomegranate. So the flesh is white, and the seeds are red. Pomegranate is a mixture of red and white, and a pomegranate is round. So your cheeks look like a slice of a pomegranate. Okay, red and white is reddish, and there's a red and white complexion. And it says, if him hayu nistarim mibifnim lemasver, the mitzudos lishitosai translates the word samosech to mean a veil, and your cheeks were hidden behind the veil. And he leaves something to the mind. Right, leave something to the imagination. When there's a veil, Mitzudo says, that is mystique. That is a degree of yoifi when something is covered. Tznius, it's an interesting idea. What he's saying is that something that is tsanua, something is covered, adds degrees of yoifi to the person. What is a nimshol? Al ha-sanhedrin. Now we come to the third part of this pasuk. It's a very complex pasuk. It mentions many different ideas. V'animshlu al ha-sanhedrin, shayfteh ha-edah, sheheim p'nei hadar. On the Sanhedrin, which are the leaders of the generation, they were filled with wisdom and understanding, like a pomegranate that is filled with seeds, and the Sanhedrin would conceal their wisdom in their hearts. They did not display their wisdom to the entire world. Okay, so yeah, I mean, they gave over, but they kept the bulk of their chachma hidden. They did not use their chachma as a tool to abuse other people. Okay, so the bottom line over here is a very complex pasuk, a very beautiful pasuk we have over here. Basically, three different, according to the Mitzvah, it's jam packed. There are three different themes being expressed in this very one pasuk. The chut hashoni sif sasaych are the prophets. The prophets are the ones who speak with their lips, and their lips are red. Kichut hashoni. The symbolism of being red means red is a color which you can see from a great distance. If you put up a sign, a red flag, you can see from a great distance that there is a red flag. The Nevi'im, their lips, they said over words what's going to happen in the distant future, and everything that they said indeed came true. Next, when it says umid barech naveh, this refers to the Levim that stood on the platform and sang Shira. Their words were beautiful. Their expressions were beautiful. The piyutim and the shirois and the lyrics and the music was beautiful. And the last portion, kefelach harimon rakosech mibalat samosech, refers exclusively to the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin, according to his cheeks, your cheeks are like a slice of a pomegranate. And Rakosech means the cheeks are like a slice of a pomegranate, which means they're round. Pomegranate is round, and the pomegranate, there's red, there's a very distinct red color with white, surrounded by white, and this is the yoifi of the cheeks. And Mibalat Samosech, meaning that the Sanhedrin was wise to conceal their wisdom. They were not conceited. They were not showy. They didn't show off their wisdom. They kept their chachma to themselves. Now let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi pasuk gimel. Kichut hashni sif sasayich noos lehavtiach v'lishmor havtoch havtochas havtochos Kimaisha Osu Hamaraglim Lurochov Hazoina Shaamula as Tikvas Chut Hashani Vigoimer Vishamu Hafta Chosam. Rashi is jumping immediately to a medrash and is referring to a very specific time in our history, the time of Knisa L'Eretz Yisrael, when the Meraglim promised Rochav Hazoina not to tell that we were here, and in reward we will spare you and your family when we conquer Eretz Yisrael. Now, they kept their word. This is a novelty. How often is it in war? I don't know all the ways of the world, but it appears that it's not so uncommon that soldiers do not keep their word. In war, it's not always easy to be true to your word. If someone does you a favor and you promise that when you come into the city to attack, you're going to save them, who is going to hold you accountable to keep your word? And here it tells us the incredible Ma'ilah, the Pasuk has to emphasize this attribute, that the soldiers, Kolev and Yeshua wasn't the spy. Yeshua, he said Meraglim, but Yeshua was the one that was in charge. Pinchas and Kalev, they were the spies, and they were true to their word based on the authority of Yeshua, that they did not kill Rachav and her family, and that's what it means over here. Sif Sasach means your promise, the promise that came forth out of your lips. And the Chut Hashani is the red cord that they dangled outside the window. That red cord was the simen that we're going to save you, the place where we're going to save you. Okay, that's Rashi. One more time, it was Rashi. No'os laftiach, they're beautiful to promise. V'lishmar haftachosai, and to fulfill your promise. They said to her, we ask you, put a red cord outside the window, and we will spare you. And they kept their promise. Next, umid barech. What is in the here? Umid barech. Di barech, your words. Varehu migizras hanidbodim bach etzel hakiros. I will speak to you near the wall. Oz nidbiru yiri Hashem, then they spoke one to another. So the word midbarech means words, dibur.
Parley.
Dibur. Now why is Rashi have to make an emphasis that it means?
The French is parley.
Parley? Okay, parley. And why does Rashi have to emphasize that midbarech means dibur? Because what is the other translation? It means a midbar, a desert. A desert which indeed we're going to come to another interpretation. That it means that it refers to the Sawyer La Zozel that was sent into the Midbar. So that will come to a little bit later on. But Rashi over here is emphasizing Midbar means Dibur. Okay, next. Rakoseich. What is Rakoseich? Goyve haponim shekoirin pumilsh blas eitzel hoinayim, near the eyes. So it would appear, it's not really clear from Rashi what this refers to. Is this referring to your forehead? I think most people would say this refers to your forehead. Okay, you have to do a study on what is the meaning of this word, pomilsh, pomilsh. I think it means the forehead. Eitzel hoinayim, v'loshen gemara karnoso rimone, rimone da'ape. It means the pomegranates of the face. V'daim l'pelach chatzi rimayin, v'chutz, shu odayim v'sagalgal. No, so maybe over here Rashi indeed, like the tzudas refers to the cheeks. I take it back. I think Rashi over here is saying that over here the Pasuk of here means refers to the cheeks. The cheeks over here are called in the Gemara, they're called the pomegranates of the face. And it's similar to a pomegranate. The daimin lepelach, to a slice of chatzi rimon, you take a pomegranate and you slice it down the center, and now you have two parts. So a cheek looks like a sliced pomegranate, shu odaim. It is red, usagalgel, and it's round. Harikilus dinoi isha. This is the beauty of a woman. Vahadugma. What's the message? Perish Rabbeinu. Now here we go to an entirely new drush. Reikone shabeich melea mitzvois kirimain. Rakoseich is interpreted to mean reikon. Don't read it rakoseich elorei konin. You empty ones. And this is one of the things that we do on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is very popular to have a pomegranate, because afilu reikonim shabach, even the empty ones in Klai Yisrael, mole mitzvahs, are full of mitzvahs like a pomegranate. There is a Chazal, there's a tradition, there's a legend, that there are exactly 613 seeds in the pomegranate, keneged the tayag mitzvahs. So did anyone ever count? They did. People did. They try this. It comes out pretty close. Okay, they say that if you do, they claim, I have no idea if this is true, that if you'll do a large sample, you'll take 100 pomegranates and you'll count the seeds, the average will be 613. I've heard this, is it true, is it not true, I have no idea. But that's what they claim. They claim that it's still true. The Chazal say this. Chazal say there are tayag seeds in a pomegranate, and they claim that it's still true today. Now, the truth is, you know, it depends where the pomegranate grows. There are different types of pomegranates. I guess you have to go on Avenue L in Coney Island to ask them, the experts on pomegranates, to find out how many seeds there are in a pomegranate and where they grow. So they're referring to pomegranates that grow in Eretz Yisrael, pomegranates that grow in America. I don't even know where they grow in America, in California, in Florida. Who knows where they grow to make this determination. Now, what's interesting over here about this Chazal, why the Chazal compare it to a pomegranate? Because pomegranate is different than all other fruit. All of the fruit, you eat the meat and you dispose of the seeds. Pomegranates are just the opposite. You eat the seeds. The seeds is the food, and the meat is not edible. Ever try to eat the meat of this? It's impossible. No one eats the meat of a pomegranate. The seeds. So it's just the opposite. So if a Chazal, so normally that's why it's afilu reikonim shebech. Why the Chazal trying to focus on the pomegranate? Because a seed is normally the psoilas. A seed is normally the part of the pomegranate that you throw away. But a pomegranate, pumfakert, the seed is the part that you eat. So you look at Klal Yisrael, one would want to say there are certain people in Klal Yisrael that are important, and there are certain segments of Klal Yisrael that are not important. Psoilas. Psoilas. Just what is it to Klal Yisrael that we have these groups of people? Psoilas. Chazal say, chas v'shalom. The psoilas, what you think, what to the observer is psoilas in Klal Yisrael, by Hashem, is the ikar. Is the ikar. Because just like a pomegranate, the psoilas of what is psoilas by other fruits, by a pomegranate is the ikar, is the part that you eat. So too, by Klal Yisrael, things that you would think are psoilas becomes the ikar, is something that is chashuv.
I just read something interesting about seeds, apple seeds. People eat it sometimes, you swallow it, it just goes around.
Yeah.
But if chalila, it's cut open, it's poisonous. There's cyanide in there.
Really?
Very poisonous. Now, don't ever cut open an apple seed.
The cyanide?
Yeah.
Okay.
Between 200 and 1400
seeds. Okay, so you have to know what Chazal mean when they say 618. Okay, there's another vort I remember about. Okay, there's another explanation of the significance of the seeds. Okay, this is how it explains over here in the Kuntres Berechos Hamayon. I don't know what the sefer is, but the difference between the psoilas and something which is the ikar. Is the ikar when a person has an experience, a spiritual experience, a yomtif? Chazal tell us the ikar of an experience is the hachana, the preparation, and what you take away from it. For example, Purim is coming. So what is this? So there are two different ways of looking at Purim. Some people they don't even know it's Purim until Purim. It's Tainus Esther. Oh, tonight is Megillah Laning. Oh, tomorrow we have to go and give Metelas Lavyayin and Mishloch Manos. So there's no preparation. You just run into the Yom Tif, you do the mitzvos, and when the Yom Tif is over, whew, Baruch Hashem, it's over, and now I can get on with my life. And then you have a person that's a complete opposite. The complete opposite is a person goes for weeks. He prepares, anticipation. He prepares. He learns the Megillah. He learns the Halachos. He makes Sachonis. And then comes the Yom Tov. And then when the Yom Tov is over, a week after the Yom Tov is over, he still has flashbacks. He has flashbacks. Ah, what a wonderful experience. They say the reason why Chodesh Cheshvan is called Chodesh Cheshvan is because of Lashon of Merachashen. That for an entire, until Rosh Chodesh, until through the end of Chodesh Cheshvan, your lips are still humming the melodies, the Nusach HaTfilah from Rosh Hashanah. That's a Jewish of why it's called Cheshvan Lashon Rachashan. So every mitzvah has really two parts. The Hachana, and the preparation, plus what comes after the preparation, the what you take away from the Yom Tov. The Reikonim are compared here to be to the Rimon, because a Rimon, what is the Chashivas of the Rimon? The Chashivas of the Rimon is not the exterior, not the outside, it's only the seed itself, just the inside. But the klipa has no chashivas whatsoever. The Gemara says, Rabbi Meir Rimon Matzah, the Gemara gives an example. Rabbi Chagigot Av Tezvav, Rabbi Meir Rimon Matzah, he found a pomegranate, toichai ochal, he ate the seeds, klipasoi zark, and he threw away the shell. So here it explains, All mitzvahs shel harikonim are like a pomegranate, which means the mekayim the ikur, but the klipa goes in the garbage. That's the mistake. The mistake is the klipa, the part that surrounds the ikur, the part that surrounds, meaning the outside and the inside, that that part of the food has no value. And that is why here Chazal compare the Reikonim to the Rimon. Unfortunately, the Reikonim do not appreciate the concept that every mitzvah has a preparation period and a follow-up period. And the person wants to make sure that he does not fall into that trap and be in the category of the people who are called Reikonim. He has to make sure that he has anticipation for the mitzvah, and he follows up when the mitzvah is over by taking away from the mitzvah a value from the mitzvah. So that's already a second interpretation. Okay, let's finish up the Rashi. The Rashi gives me balat samosech mi b'fnim liki shurayich. Notice that Rashi l'shitosoi. Rashi says that the samosech does not mean a veil, but rather it means the net which keeps the hair in place. Okay, so we have over here Rashi. Let's review Rashi outside. Bichud ha-shalisif sosech refers to that the beauty of Klal Yisrael is we keep our word. A word is a word. That is a very rare trait today. Okay, that's something that's not so common. A word is a word. And we learn from Rachav HaZoyna, she was the prototype, or the Meraglim. They promised that they will save her. They told her, you must do a simon and put out of your windowsill, Echut HaShani, and we will be true to our lips, our commitment, our promise to save you. And here the Pasuk says that Hashem praises Klal Yisrael, they have this good midah, they keep their word. Umibarech Naveh, your words are Naveh. And this words, according to the parish, Rashi really doesn't tell us what it means, midbarech. I'm assuming midbarech is going back on keeping your promise. That's what I'm assuming it means. And kefelech rimrakoseich, it means. Also, Rashi doesn't say, Rashi just says these are different expressions of beauty. He's not coming to give us any little deeper interpretation like the Mitzudos that it refers to the Sanhedrin. It just as it refers to the beauty of an Isha, it's like a split pomegranate. Notice also the Rashi over here says the beauty is on the outside. Rashi says, no, look, Rashi over here says, V'loshon gemar karen v'oysa rimoni da'ape v'doim l'pelach chatsi rimon v'chutz. On the outside, shu odoim, it's red usagalgal. The Mitzudos didn't say that. The Mitzudos says, kifel harim, look at the Mitzudos again, goiva ponecha mizem zecha yuskalgal v'odoim, u'mu'ura b'loiven kemari chatichas hanivkas min harimoin. Like a slice, chaticha that's been pushed, cut off, and it is white. The white of the pomegranate is on the inside, not on the outside of the pomegranate. So maybe we'll hear Rashi and the Netzudas are coming to differ. What exactly is the yefi of the pomegranate? Is it the inside of the pomegranate or the outside of the pomegranate? It's not really clear. Okay, let's see the Targum. Targum has a third entirely different interpretation of this pasuk. Pasuk Gimel. The Sifsoi Dichahana Rabba. This pasuk, we're discussing specifically the avoida of Yoim HaKippurim. The lips of the Kohen Gadol, when he was mispalel, and he said, Ona Chota Om Hazeh, and when he was mispalel for Klal Yisrael, these lips were beautiful. The Sifsoi Dichahana Rabba, the lips of the Kohen Gadol, the Havoim Bayon Tzeloisa B'yom HaKippur Kodem Hashem, that would be mispalel, would request prayer before HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom HaKippurim, umiloy have, and his words succeeded in being mahapech, the midas hadin to the midas harachanim, umiloy have mahapchin choyvoyhoin di Yisrael, the sins of Klal Yisrael, the domyon that were comparable l'chut zihoy risa to a red cord, umichavron yosoin ka'amar nake, it would transform them into white wool, clean white wool. Okay, so that's the first part of the pasuk. Kechut hashni sif sasayich umidbareich nove. Umidbareich nove, so basically means is that originally before we would start, our sins were red, like chut hashani, and through the lips of the Kohen Gadol, it was transformed into a white cord. The midbarech, his words were novel, his words were beautiful in making this transformation. The next part of the pasuk describes the Kohen Gadol. Another time, which describes the melech. Umalgadu hu reishon, the king, which is the head of Klal Yisrael, milei pikodaya kirimona, the melech of Klal Yisrael was filled with mitzvahs like a pomegranate. Bar min amar kilaya, besides all of his assistants, all of the leaders, the arkoinin, the inun karivon lamalka, besides all of his staff that was close, the inun tzadikin, they were tzadikim. The less behind midam bish, and they have absolutely no sins. Now it's a little bit challenging to understand how the Targum reads all of that into the pasuk. Okay, because over here it says kefela charimon rakoseich. So rakoseich seemingly refers to the melech. The rakoseich is the temples. The temples means the upper portion of the head. Rakoseich is the upper portion of the head. Who is the upper portion of the head? The melech, because the melech represents the rosh. He is in charge, and he, what?
Where the crown is.
With the crown. And what are we saying? We're saying that the melech was filled with mitzvahs. The melech, normally we like to say this about every single member of Klal Yisrael, but here we're referring to the melech. Miba'ad, now over here he seems to be saying over here, is miba'ad means besides. Miba'ad, besides, litzamo seich means his assistants. Now I really do not know how the word litzamo seich means are amar kilaya, the ar koininun, the inun kariven lamalka, they were close to the melech, the inun tzadikin v'les b'chon midu ambish, and they had no sins. Somehow the word litzamo seich means his assistants, all of the sarim, all of the officers that were in his vicinity that maybe were tied.
That would mean amar kilaya and...
It means like a markalin, it means a sarim, officers. Officers and shaitrim. It means a markalin, it means different members of his cabinet, different members of his administration. So, letzama seich, similarly, I think what he means to say is, since we learned according to Rashi, the word letzama seich means a net. It means a net that you use to cover your hair to keep all of the hair inside. If that's what it means over here, the melech is not just one person. The melech represents a network. Right? The melech has connected to him a staff. many, many members of his administration. They're all tied to him in one band. So maybe then that, now also the second thing we want to point out is the word mibad is not translating like we learned before. Before we translate the word mibad means it means from behind, from within. But that's not the only translation of mibad. Here it means in addition, mibad, besides, the melech of Klal Yisrael was a tzaddik yisoid olam. He was mole mitzvahs kerimoin, and the melech here is called the rakosech. It's a new term. The rakosech is the symbol of a melech. It's the upper portion of the head. He was like a pelech harimon in mitzvahs, mole mitzvahs. Besides mibad, besides all of those people that were his underlings, all of the people that were connected to him, tied to him in his administration. Okay, now I thought, and I told you before. I was telling you from the Medrash, but I'm not really coming from the Targum. It's from the Medrash. The Medrash says that once already the Targum learns his pasuk in reference to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol, the Yom Kippur, was mispalim by being mispalim. He turned the Chut Hashani. So they also want to say that Omid Boreich means the Sawyer La Azazel. Because what do they do on the Sar Azazel? They attach to the horn of the Sar Azazel a chut hashani, a red cord. There was a clump of wool that was split. One portion was tied on the gate of Yerushalayim, or the gate of the Harabayis, the Beis Hamikdash, somewhere on the Harabayis. There was a red clump of wool, and the other half, that clump of wool, was tied to the Sohir LaZazel. And when they threw the Sohir LaZazel off the cliff, everyone with great anticipation, great anxiety, looked at the red wool on the gate of the Harabayis to see if miraculously it would turn white. If it turned white, they knew that their sins were forgiven. If it did not turn white, they knew that they were in trouble. I always told you from Rav Herschel Schachter. Rav Herschel Schachter says, it's not really so. It's really, whatever happened was no good. It was a no-win situation. If the Chut Hashani did not turn white, so everyone was filled with angst. They knew they were in trouble. Hashem did not forgive their sins, and the next coming year is not going to be good. If it did turn white, it was also no good, because then complacency set in. Ah, we've been forgiven for our sins, so now we can go about and do averos. We have credits. They were complacent. What?
What's his
raya? He was a chazal. Whatever he did was no good. If it was red, oy gvald, we're finished. If it's white, oh, so now the Yetzer says, you can go, you can do averos, don't worry, Hashem loves you. Hashem is mevater. Is mevater in all of the averos. It's not doing averos today, don't worry. Next to Yom Kippur, Hashem will forgive you. That's the nature of the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is whatever is going on in this world is no good. There are certain rabbanim that like to always paint that picture. Whatever is going on is no good. Right?
Five good days.
Complacency. Okay. Okay, but over here, so some of the commentators, I think it's really measured, that says that's why we want to say mid-barech. Rashi was really alluding to this, because Rashi over here went out of his way to say that wood mid-barech means your dibur, your words are beautiful. And we learned different interpretations. Either it means the Levim were beautiful words, or it means that the Kohen Gadol, his words were beautiful. But according to the Medrash, it means mid-barech, what took place in the desert. What took place in the desert that is related to the Chut Hashani, a red thread, the Chut Hashani, it was the Sawyer La'azazel that was thrown off the cliff, which had attached to its horn a Chut Hashani. This was a beautiful thing to see. What? Eretz HaGzeira. This experience, this event of throwing the Sor LaZazel Noveh, it is a beautiful thing for Klal Yisrael to witness HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgive the sins of Klal Yisrael. So the Chut Hashani Sif Soisayich, we begin with the Chut Hashani. This is our lips. Our lips are the Kohen Gadol is being mispalel that the red sin should be transformed to white. And this culminated. This request concluded umid bareich when the animal was thrown off the cliff LaZazel Noveh. It was a beautiful experience to see that our sins were forgiven.
Did bareich maybe mean
Midbar where they took the sarlaz also? No.
I think it means the experience, the concept. The concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael a bracha where their sins are forgiven. I mean, to us, this is ABC, it's Aleph Beis. But you know, to a lot to other ideologies, the concept that of forgiveness is not a simple concept. If a person sins, why should Hashem forgive you? You rebuild against. Think about most of them. A person commits a crime. He commits a crime. You can in government. You can say you're sorry from today until tomorrow.
This is banim lamakim.
In a chanami. But this is a concept which among the umos ha'olam is not something which is clear. If you relate to the way the world works, you can. And then abanim. But we are banim lashem. So therefore, we have this idea. So therefore, that's why it's called v'midbarich maved. This concept that we can throw the soul azazel off the cliff and Hashem will forgive our sins is something which is beautiful. Okay, there's another very popular drush here on this pasuk, and this means that our lips bizman hazeh are equivalent to the chut hashani. In other words, just like the chut hashani was a simin, the entire Klal Yisrael they looked at the chut hashani that was tied to the gate of the Harabais with great anxiety. Will it turn white? Will it not turn white? Our fate depends upon the outcome. What's going to happen? This is a simen. It's a simen for Klal Yisrael. Likewise, sifso sayich. Bezman hazem, we don't have a chut hashani. We don't have open miracles, but a person can sense from his lips if Hashem is listening, is accepting his prayer. In other words, there's a famous Gemara. The Gemara says that it was an Amora, and everyone, a Tanner and Amora, they all came to ask him to be mispalo.
Yes.
And if it went smoothly, yeah. Well, let me find here. Here's the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Im shagura tefilasi b'fi." This was said about Rabbi Yishmuel. This Gemara is Mesubah Rabbi Yishmuel. Rabbeinu Hakadosh. No. Who is the Gemara in reference to? Im tefilasi shkur b'fiv. If my tefila is shkur b'fiv, it's a sin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has accepted my prayer. But if not, then I know that it's meturf. I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a... Okay, I'm not sure where it is. I'm not sure. But... here it is. Amru Olav Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. Achim ben Doisa. Kishachoyu mispalel al hacholim, when he would pray for the sick, we oimer, im chai, ze chai, ze meis. Amru lo minayna to yodea, amru lohem. Im shagura tefilasei b'fi, yodea ni yishu mikubol, I know that it's accepted. V'im lav, yodea ni yishu mituraf, it's ripped apart. So therefore that's the simin. That is the simen. This simen is equivalent to the chut hashani. Just like the chut hashani, if it turned white, it was a simen. It turned white, it was a simen that Hashem forgave the sins of Klal Yisrael. So that's why there was a bad simen. So too when it comes to the sifsa sayach, that is the simen. Okay, that's a very interesting, that's one word. I'll just tell you a joke on this pasuk, on this, There was once a holy Rebbe who came to a city and they told him, look at that fellow davening. You see when he davens? He jumps up and down. He goes like this. He goes like this. He puts his hands this way. He puts his hands that way. He makes a whole show and he davens the Shemona Esrei. He's a mekubel. So the Rebbe said, ah, and now you know Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, what did he say? He said, "Kishoyim mispal al cholim v'yom ezecha." I mean, I'm like, "Im shugura tefilasi b'fi, yodeani shu mekubel." If it's shugura, I don't know how he attached the words over here. Shugura, im shugura tefilasi b'fi. He makes whatever it means. You have to. He's a mekubel. he's a mekubal. That's not what it means. If you're doing, you make all these havayas with your hands, it means you're a mekubal. Okay, but that's okay. There's another word that shkichut hashnisif sasayach. This just parallels the famous chazal uneshalma forim sifoseinu. That is man hazesh. We do not no longer have a base hamikdash. Our lips serve in the replacement of the karbonas. So our lips, basically our lips, bisman hazem, we don't have a base hamikdash and we don't have an opportunity to bring karbonos. How then do we have the koyach to transform the red chut to the white? To white sif sasayich bisman hazek chut hashani. The concept of chut hashani can be accomplished, can be achieved through sif sasayich uneshalma farim sifoseinu. Okay, there's another interesting idea, a very, very powerful idea, the word midbarech. We mentioned over here that Rashi says midbarech means dibor. And we mentioned that the Targum, the Medrash, that midbarech means the desert, in reference to the Soher la'azazel that was thrown off the cliff in the desert, la'eretz gezera. But the Medrash, very fascinating, says the word midbarech means a minhag. It means custom, Jewish custom. Okay, this is a very, very good topic. Today a lot of Sfarim are very, they delve into the idea of custom, and I read the words, Davar Acher, the Ein Midbarech Ela Minhag. Now what does it mean? B'noyag noya birchoy sehem, the beautiful blessings of Klal Yisrael. Ketzat. Mevorchim al hama'oyos, v'karin kriyashma, v'mispalim, v'karin batayra, v'karin b'roish, lev yisheni, yisrael shlishi, v'mavtin banavi, v'oindim, v'mispalim, v'oibu v'nei ateva, koyhanim, parshim, kapeim, v'vorchim, es yisrael harei minag noya. In other words, all of the Jewish custom, the Jewish custom, and the sum of Jewish custom is more like halacha. It turned into halacha, but this message over here says something very powerful. Umidbarech noveh. Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, your customs are beautiful. Today, Bizman Hazeh, what we have left is Minag Yisrael. What do we have left is Bizman Hazeh? Most of the good part of the Torah, it depends upon Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, depends upon the Beis HaMikdash. But Minag Yisrael is sacred. And that's what it says over here, Midbarech, your customs in Hashem's eyes are beautiful. I told you a few times, I'm very fond of this story from Rishol Salanter. Rishol Salanter once was davening with his Sibor, and it was Tfilas Geshem, or maybe it was Tfilas Tal, and there was no kittel to be found in the Beis HaKnesses. So they said, okay, so there's no kittel. The Baal Tfilah, the meaning is the Baal Tfilah puts on a kittel, daven Musaf, daven Danta. There's no kittel, so no, so we'll daven without that kittel. So he said, how long will it take to get a kittel? It'll take an hour. So we'll have to walk half an hour back. So he said, okay, we'll wait. He says, it's Kedai. Today, Bizman Hazeh, what do we have? We have Beis HaMikdash, we have Korbanos, we do mitzvahs. What do we really have, Bizman Hazeh? All we really have, Bizman Hazeh, is Minog Yisrael. It's Kedai to wait an hour for someone to go and get a kittel, so the Baal Tfilah, when it says Tfilas Geshem, should be wearing a kittel. That's how the Korach. Should I do it today? You'd be surprised. It depends on the kehillah. You'd be surprised. Maybe not on a Monday, Thursday, but on a Shabbos. Shabbos, where are you going anyway? Where are people going anyway, Shabbos?
Well, Phil is starting to preserve the chances of half the people that even finished one
Esrei. On Shabbos?
No.
During the week? Okay, during the week, people are Amuchai Yisrael Tzrichim Parnasa. Someone told me there was a fellow in a shul that instead of saying nu, like you know when you finish one Esrei, you want to get the Baal Tfilah star ready so you count. So this person, instead of saying nu, he would always scream out, Amuchai Yisrael Tzrichim Parnasa. I have to go to work. I have to go to work. Let's get the show on the road. But this is what the pasuk says. Something could I to remember this idea that midbarech noveh, your customs. Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, your beautiful Jewish customs. Okay, so sach hakol, we've taken out of this pasuk. It's really a packed pasuk, but just to summarize, we go to the next pasuk. We have basically three mahalchem, three very different mahalchem in this pasuk. The Mitzudois learns this pasuk in the most complex way. Three different groups. The first group is reference to Chut Hashani Sif Sasayich, is a reference to the prophets, the prophets looking into the future, to the red sign in the future, the red in the distant future. This is the beauty of the prophets. So Midbarech Naveh, the words of prophecy are Midbarech Naveh is the second part of the pasuk, refers to the Levim that stand on the Duchen and sing Hashem Shiros, and Kefela Charin Rakos Sech Mibalat Samasech refers to the Melech. The Melech, is that what he said? I already forgot. What are the titles? The Mitzugos, the Mitzukefelach refers to the cheeks, the red cheeks, the Sanhedrin. Refers to the Sanhedrin, their words are words of Chochmah, their beautiful words of Chochmah, and the Koyach of the Sanhedrin is Bitsina, they keep their Chochmah in a Mokim Tsanua, in the Lishkas HaGozes. Okay, then we have the parish of Rashi. Rashi says it refers to the koyach, the beauty of keeping your word. A word is a word. It's a very scary thing. You give a word, you make a promise, you're going to do something, you have to do something. All these scary stories of breaking an engagement. Breaking an engagement, they would say you commit yourself to marry someone, either a boy to a girl to a boy, and now you want to break your commitment. You gave your word, I'm going to marry you. I accepted your proposal, or I proposed. You want to break it, it's a davar chomer ad ma'id. That's why they say this. The Olam says it's better to get married and get divorced than to break an engagement. And that's why it's a word is a word. It's a very frightening thing. Here the Pasuk praises Yoshua, Kolev, Pinchas. They kept their word. They saved Rachel of Hazoina. And in the Kefela Harim Rakosech, Mabalat Samasech, Rashi, Sali just says, refers to the cheeks, that you have beautiful cheeks, different expressions of Yofi for an Isha. The Targum review said, referring to the Yom HaKippurim. On Yom HaKippurim, it's beautiful to observe how the Kohen Gadol, through his Kohen HaTfila, his lips, is able to take the Chut HaShani, is the Loshon Zohoris, the red strand of wool that stood in the Beis Hamikdash, and have it be transformed into white as a symbol of the Shbaruch who forgave Klal Yisrael. And then we describe the Koy. There's a very interesting concept, is that the Melech of the Klal Yisrael is Molei Mitzvois Kirimain. We're not accustomed to that. We're accustomed to the Chazal of that the Reikonim Shebucha, like what Rashi said, but here in reference to the Melech of Klal Yisrael, he is called the Rakoseich. He is the upper portion of the head, Nibaad, besides all of his assistants, his administration that are tied to him, we use the word Latzal Mosech. And we also mentioned Rashi, the famous Chazal, that Kefela Charim Rakosech, Afilu Reikonim Shebech, Molei Mitzvois Kerimain. Why the Rimain? Because the seeds of the Rimain are the Iker. Unlike every other fruit, the seeds are the Psoilas. What's normally Psoilas, here turns into the Iker. We mentioned the Drush is that it comes to a Rimain, you eat the inside and you throw away the outside. Unfortunately, that's the meat of a rake. An empty person just does the mitzvah. He does not take seriously the part of the mitzvah, the part that surrounds the mitzvah, the part, the hachana, the preparation for the mitzvah, and the part of the mitzvah that you take away from the mitzvah when the mitzvah is over. The reikonim are compared to the pomegranate, which only has a toich, and the chitzon has no meaning. Other fruits have insides and have outsides as well. Okay. Now let's go to the next pasuk, Dalet. Kimigdal David Tzavarech. Like the Tower of David is your neck. Again, the Chasni is praising the Kala. And he's basically telling you that you stand straight. The Yofi of a woman is not when she's hunchback, but when she stands up erect. Kimigdal David Tzavarech. Like the Tower of David is your neck. Bonui Lesalpios, built as a landmark. The word Lesalpios is a very unusual word. And here it means a landmark. A mokum yuchd, everyone can identify this location by this migdal, this tower. In ancient times, the reason why they built the migdal David was built in order that people who were making aliyah Yerushalayim, were coming to Yerushalayim for the holiday, they should see from a distance this landmark. They can see this massive tower in the sky, and they, oh, We just have to walk towards that tower, and that's how we're going to come to Yerushalayim. So, Boni, the Migdal David is your neck. It was built not as a watchtower. Sometimes you assume, why is there a tower? You stand on top of the tower to see what's the enemy. No. Klal Yisrael doesn't need to stand on the tower to look at the enemy. There are no enemies. We don't have to worry about that. It's there as a landmark so people who are making their ascent, they're making Aliyah L'Regel, they know where to go. Then it says, Elef HaMagen Toli Olav, 1,000 shields are hanging upon the tower, or call all the Shiltei HaGibarim, all of the shields of the warriors. Now what does this mean? So we'll see in a moment that it was the custom in ancient times that when you come back from war, you hang up your shield on the wall of the city. That was the meaning. You hang up the here it says that there were 1,000 shields, meaning there were 1,000 soldiers. All of the shields of the soldiers, shilte can mean different interpretations. It says that Morgan is a shield. Shilte, some translate as the quiver of the Giborim. Now let's take a look over here at the mitzvos. So just do the mitzvos. We'll stop the mitzvos on pasuk dalit. Pasuk Dalet is Kamigal David. Savar Shalach Chayezakuf Umiyushar Kilahamigal Shal David. Your neck was straight. It stood up erect and was straight. Kimoy, just like Hamigal Shal David, like the Tower of David. Who? What is the Tower of David? Who? Mitzudas Tzioin. This is the fortress of Tzioin. Hanivne lehislamed leholche oirach. The purpose why it was constructed was in order to serve as a guide, as a post, a landmark for people that are making their ascent to Yerushalayim. Ki lufi roiv ha-goiva, ha-yinira limrach, because since it was so high, it can be seen at a very great distance. Ha-yasimin lohem ladas ona yifnu, and it was a simon for people to know where to turn. Elef ha-mogain, 1,000 shields, asher al ha-migdol, ha-hu ha-yutoli elef ha-mogain, on this tower was suspended 1,000 shields. Ki kein ha-yaderech lilois ha-maginim al-kosle ha-migdol, this was the custom in ancient times to hang up your shield on the wall of the Migdol, liyos lehader lehador ulefoer, to serve as a covered splendor. Uchmoy shenemar mogen v'choiva tolibach, a shield and a hat is suspended upon you. Ka chema nosnu haderech, chema nosnu haderech is I'm not sure what that pasuk is. Call Shulti, and now here's the next part of the pasuk. Call Shulti Hagibarim. Bezeyifarish Amorav Mash Amar Elef Hamogin. Here it's coming to explain the meaning of 1,000 shields. Ochas Mispar Maruba. We pick a large number. Vakavanuhu. The kavanah learned the kavanah over here means to say. Call Shulti Hagibarim. Anshe Hamulchama Voloi Elef Voloi Elef Levad. Even though we said before, Elef HaMogain, so the Mitzvah says, do not be misled to think that there are only 1,000 shields. There are a lot more. Call Shultei HaGibarim, Uchilu Yeshabach B'Zeh Es HaChashuka. Now he's coming to sing the Mishan the Pasek. Here the Chosan is coming to give praise to the Kala, Loimar, Shet Savara, her neck, Zokuf Umiyushur Kemigdol, it stands tall, erect like a tower, Taharbe Mine Ode V'choli Kesem Hoyutulim Al Savara. And when it says that the shields are on this tower, this refers to all the different types of jewelry that are on her neck, necklaces on her neck. Odi v'choli different kesem v'choli kesem hayutulim bal savara l'kashta to adorn it liyafayis to make beautify the neck v'anim shelhu. So what is the message according to them? So what is the pasuk they refer to? Now that we know the pasuk refers to the base hamigdash, the base hamigdash is called the neck of Klal Yisrael. V'anim shelhu al base hamigdash shachayik me'os choskan u'mitzran shel Yisrael. It was from time immemorial the strength and the fortress of Klal Yisrael. Kitzavar hazeh, like this neck, shohu chayzek ha'odam, it is the strength of a person. Vayoymin al-har gavoy v'tolul. Beis HaMikdash was built upon Yerushalayim on this high mountain. U'misham yatzo hayra l'chol Yisrael. V'hoya banui b'hamuvchar she'b'binyonecha u'mitzu b'zahav. It was built with the best building materials. It was covered with gold. B'ptuchei makla'os k'ruvim. With different embroidery of k'ruvim. utumorois and palm trees, upitute tzitzim, and different depictions of flowers. Kamashakasov, the Melachim Aleph, it says the Melachim Aleph. Okay, so according to the patient, the sense of here, this Paschal refers to the base Hanash. We all know very well aware of the morning of Yosef HaTzadik. When Yosef HaTzadik, when he met with Binyamin, so what does the Paschal there say? Vayipol Yosef al tzavaroi, that he fell on his neck and he cried, Vayefk, and Binyamin cried upon the neck of Yosef. And what does Rashi there say? What did they cry? They cried on the Churban Shiloh and the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Binyamin cried, Yosef cried on the neck of Binyamin, two necks. He cried, it says, Bloshen Rabin, Bayis Rishon and the Churban Bayis Sheni. Binyamin cried on the neck of Yosef, he cried for the Churban of Shiloh that was built in the Chelek of Yosef. So what do we learn from this pasuk? That the neck is a code for the Beis HaMikdash. Why is the neck a code for the Beis HaMikdash? Because in a person's body, the head is the spiritual portion of the body, and the lower portion of the body is the physical portion of the body, is the stomach, the hands, the feet, the part of the body where you do all of the maisim. But the head, the mind, is the spiritual portion. The neck is the bridge between spirituality and gashmias, and physicality. It's the bridge, it's the connection. That exactly is what the Beis HaMikdash is. This world is an Olam HaGashmi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Olam and Shemayim is Ruchnias. The Beis HaMikdash is the bridge. The Beis HaMikdash is what? Is the connection between the Olam HaRuchni, the Olam HaElyon, the world, the spiritual world, and the physical world. That's why the Beis HaMikdash is called the neck. And here in this pasuk, the Shlomo HaMelech elaborates, K'migdal David Tzavareich. The Beis HaMikdash is like the Tower of David. Just like David, he built this massive, beautiful tower. This is really what the tower is for Yerushalayim, is what the Beis HaMikdash is for the world. Like a Tower of David is your neck, Bonu L'Salpiyos, it is built as a landmark, built at a place of Yofi. According to the parish of the Mitzudos, Talpiyos means, it means Choyra. Take it back, it means Choyra V'Limbo. Look at the Mitzudos Sion. The Talpiyos, Inyan Choyra V'Limbot, Kimo Melafnoi Mibehemo Sarets, to teach from the animal, from the animals of the earth. Okay, so it means it's built as a place of Choyra, a place from where teaching goes out to the entire world. Elif Hamogin Toli Olav, 1,000 shields are hung upon it. According to the Mitzvah, this means, it means Yofi. It was built with all of the various, these are expressions of building materials and ornaments and designs of kruvim and flowers were built into the Beis HaMikdash. All right, we'll stop here.